This is Naked Oceans with Helen Scales and Sarah Cast Perry. Now this month we're talking about the science of tracking sharks, but we're also dropping in on some of their relatives. Skates and rays are closely related to sharks. They have the same sort of cartilaginous skeleton, but they look like they've been squashed flat. They're found around the world, including around the coast of the UK, and they face many of the same threats as sharks. They're slow-growing, long-lived species that tend to take a long time to reach maturity, so they can be hit really hard by overfishing. But compared to sharks, the plight of skates and rays is less well known. We headed out to Hunstanton on the North Norfolk coast here in the UK to catch up with a project that transforms beachcombers into research assistants to help track where skates and rays live.
Sonia, tell us, what are we looking for today?
Today we're going to go down to the beach and we're going to look for mermaid purses. They resemble big black giant ravioli cases. And basically they're the egg cases of skates found living in the UK's water, really. So that's what we're doing today.
And we just look around on the beach. Is there anywhere particular that's good to look for these things?
Best place to look for egg cases is basically on a strand line, the highest point where the tides deposit all the seaweed and debris from the ocean. Against the base of the cliff at Hunstanton and against the base of the seawall.
That sounds fantastic. Let's go and see what we can find. Have you guys found anything? What have you got? That definitely looks like an egg case to me. Where did you find it? At the top of the beach?
Yeah, at the top, near the wall.
And I found lots of mussels for tea tonight.
Excellent, so you got your dinner as well. Are they easy to find, the egg cases? Do you have? Where's the best place to look for them, do you think?
Near the edge in the seaweed.
In the seaweed. Excellent, so I haven't found any yet. I'm not very good at this. Oh my goodness, look at this. There's a whole box full of them. Fantastic. Did you find these?
Yeah, I found a fossil.
And a fossil. This is fantastic. What a great trove. Treasure trove. So you must have, there must be about 30 in there.
Well done.
Keep up the good work.
Boys. Keep going.
So has today been a success? Did you find what you were looking for, Sonia?
Yes, today's definitely been a success. We've had quite a few mermaid purses brought back. And with two separate families, we managed to identify one definite spotted ray mermaid purse and one definite thornback ray mermaid purse. So we're very happy. I've now got to go back home and try and identify all the others and then send them back to Shark Trust. But no, it's been a very, very successful day.
Everyone we met at Hunstanton seemed to be having an absolute blast looking for egg cases, especially the proud discoverers of that huge stash. To find out a bit more about the driving force behind the great egg case hunt, Helen went and caught up with John Richardson from the Shark Trust.
Well, the prime reason behind it is to really raise the profile of skates and rays in the UK. Out of a lot of the marine species that are do have issues facing them in terms of conservation, they probably get the least press of all. People know very little about them. And the great egg case hunt is a really good chance for the Shark Trust and everyone who takes part in it to just to raise their profile in the public eye, get people thinking about them and the issues facing them.
What kind of issues are these species facing?
Overfishing tends to be the problem. They don't have a very high reproductive rate. And when you get bottom trawlers and other commercial fishing operations in there, if we're not careful and we don't have a sufficient amount of research on these populations, it'd be very easy to wipe out regional populations or to certainly make a real dent in their numbers to the point where they struggle to reproduce.
What are you finding with this data and how do you hope, like ideally, that this will actually help protect these species?
We're still piecing it together. I mean, we do have over 17,000 individual records, so we've got a lot of data. We're still working with government organisations such as CFAS, which is more of a fishery science group. When we start identifying areas where skates and rays are perhaps breeding, where there's nursery areas that are really important to future populations of these species, once we can identify these, perhaps we can look at getting some protection in there, perhaps from fishing, from recreational angling. We can try and stop aggregate mining and dumping of dredge spoil, all these things that really do have impacts on skate and ray populations.
And this isn't just in the UK, is it? But you're collecting egg case sightings from other countries too. Can we find these egg cases all over the world?
Absolutely. There's, I think, off the top of my head, there's about 600 species of skate and ray throughout the world. So there's egg cases washing up all over the place. We get a few. We've had egg cases from Angola, South Africa, France, Ireland, even Argentina, the US. So there's egg cases out there everywhere. It's just a matter of getting your eye in and looking for them.
You were also asking people to report sightings of egg cases from not just the coastline, but also in the underwater realm as well. How are scuba divers helping to build a picture of these species?
They are kind of the next step in the great egg case hunt. Beach hunts are always going to be important, but again, we're looking to really verify what we're finding. And when divers are down there, if they see egg cases, live egg cases, which are what we call in situ, where they're actually attached to the seafloor with a juvenile skate array in them, then we know for a fact that that could well be a nursery ground, an air-growing ground in a really, really important area to protect for these species.
That was John Richardson from the Shark Trust. If you want to get involved with the Great Egg Case Hunt yourself and do your bit to help protect these little-known species, then check out their website, greateggcasehunt.org.uk, and we'll put the links to that on our website. There you'll be able to find information on how to identify egg cases and how to report your findings to the Shark Trust. You can send in photographs or even post the empty egg cases to the Shark Trust in the mail, all perfectly legal, apparently.